leaders in Brockton making a promise to work together to improve community relations. Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine. Thank you for having me on.
Well, you know what you had, we had a reporter at your press conference yesterday, and there were some powerful statements made by you as well as some community leaders. It sounded so sincere and so heartfelt. It seemed like there's a very, if I can say, a different mood in Brockton than many other communities that experienced some of the protests and some of the violence after a few nights of some nights of unrest here. But it sounded like a really some moments of healing. I don't know how else to put it. And I get the feeling that you felt that too with the crowd.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, it's been an interesting week. Not just in the city and the Commonwealth, but of course in the country. And Monday, it started so beautifully in Brockton. We had a prayer visual. It's a reflection of Brockton coming together. We all know systemic change is definitely needed. It's long overdue. Tuesday, we had such a peaceful event at West Middle School. Again, 300 to 400 people there, all reflections of Brockton, young and old, white and black. And then we know Tuesday night it changed and it was different later in the evening, and it was violent vandalism, and it was not a reflection of the city of Brockton. And I know Brockton is just, it's always been a really wonderful community of people coming together. So we've had a peaceful protest the following night, which was great. And then yesterday, what you just said, Christine, it was myself as mayor, but more importantly, as a Brockton guy, coming together with my friends that are African-American, Cape Verde, Haitian, talking as a white mayor in a minority-majority community. I have to listen, but I also acknowledge that there's been, issues that have been done to people that I've never, ever felt, the fears I've never felt that my friends have. I acknowledge that. I'm listening and learning. And as a community, we definitely came together yesterday. It was what Brockton has always shown in terms of respect and comfort. And it was a good day, but it was a step in the direction that is definitely happening in the community that I call home.
What do you think the most obvious thing that will change in your community will be in the next 6 months in regards to this issue?
Well, I think if people were there yesterday and your listeners, it was myself as mayor, it was the superintendent of schools, Mike Thomas, it was Manny Gomes, who was the police chief. Listen, we all went to Brockton High School. We were with John Williams, who's an African-American community activist. You know, we were with Ross DePina, Gwen Knowles. These are people that have felt prejudice, have been discriminated against. So those insights are going to help me as the leader of the city. But quite honestly, change is coming. It has to come. It's going to be positive. It's going to be nonviolent. That's the key, nonviolent. Vandalism doesn't help the effort. It hurts the effort. So yesterday was definitely a step in the direction that I welcome, I support, and I long for.
And one more quick question. In the middle of all this, too, Brockton, one of the communities hit hardest by COVID-19. What's the update on that situation?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's been a hot spot. And so it's 242 is the death count, loss of life. That was the most recent as of close of City Hall yesterday. We are seeing, thank God, recovery of people. We're down to a little over 1,100 current active cases. As you know, Christine, it was up to 2,900 not so long ago. So we're still working diligently with all of the healthcare professionals in Brockton, and we're trying to multitask. But, we are the city of champions, right? People know that, and we're going to continue to be champions in our community to better it.
And thank you very much again. That's Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Have a good day, Christine.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.